Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
Por mucho tiempo hemos dormido, pero con miedo de...
You wouldn't know it by the press coverage, but on March 21st, close to 200,000 people from every corner of the country came together in Washington, D.C. this weekend to demand humane immigration reform. Now, with thousands of workers, faith-based groups, young people, LGBT folks, and African Americans demonstrating, the atmosphere on the National Mall was, as one visitor described it, electric. This was the largest demonstration for immigration reform since 2006, and curiously, no major outlet covered the march. There were colorful banners, signs, puppets, and slogans inspired chants of "Si se puede," "No human being is illegal," and "Change takes courage." Naturally, the most prominent colors of the day were red, white, and blue as demonstrators proudly waved American flags as they marched for immigration reform. Here's a short clip.
I'm here to show my support for all of the immigrant groups that are here living, working, supporting the United States.
Conversely, on an isolated spot opposite the Capitol, a handful of teabaggers cursed famous civil rights leader Joe Lewis using an epithet from the Jim Crow era and derided Barney Frank as they made their way forward to vote for the Health Insurance Reform Act. The teabaggers received major media attention, despite attendance estimated to have been between 1,500 and 2,000 people, according to the Capitol Hill police. That means an immigrant reform march was larger than the Tea Party presence by a factor of almost 100 and still received almost no coverage by comparison. Sometimes you don't have to go too far back in the past to realize how hidden certain people's history really is. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.